MPEP Chapter 600, Parts, Form, and Content of Application. Chapter 600 explicitly describes the contents required for filing an application and gaining a filing date. Detailed descriptions and guidelines for the oath, declaration, the disclosure, and the drawings are summarized. Claims are a major part of an application and must be written correctly. This chapter provides a complete outline of the rules involved with writing claims and provides several examples of properly written claims. An applicant may submit a list of prior art references disclosing subject matter that is similar to the invention they are attempting to patent. This may aid the PTO and the applicant by helping them to shape better claims. The time period and regulations for submitting an IDS are incredibly complicated and are presented in this chapter as well. The chapter is tested very heavily. There are always a few questions on the contents of provisional and non-provisional applications, in addition to the topics relating to the oath declaration. Claims are one of the most commonly tested areas on the patent bar exam. Several years ago, the PTO had a PM essay section which focused entirely on claims. As you can probably imagine, the PTO still incorporates many questions relating to claims. Some of the claims questions will refer to the wording required to make a proper claim, while others will be more general. The most difficult questions relating to the logic of a set of claims. Fortunately, there are usually only one of these per every 50 questions. A few additional questions will relate to information disclosure statements, the IDSs, and the complex rules associated with their submittal to the PTO. Here's what you need to know for Chapter 600. Claims. Rules concerning claims. They should be placed at the end of the specification. If more than one, they need to be separated by a line of indentation. They should be arranged in order of scope so that the first claim is the least restrictive, the broadest. Claims of like species should be grouped together. Process and product claims need to be separately grouped. Any measurements should be in the metric system, followed by English units. And they may contain tables, if tables are necessary to conform the specification guidelines. Grammatical rules. Claim should begin with I or we claim, or the invention claimed is. A claim is divided in by a colon, which generally describes the things or steps. Either a semicolon or a comma separates each paragraph. The last step should have an and after the semicolon. Each claim should begin with a capital and end with a period. Only the first word in the claim is capitalized. Dependent claims. A series of singular dependent claims is allowed where a dependent claim refers to a preceding claim, which in turn refers to another preceding claim. The rules governing dependent claims are as follows. A dependent claim must further limit the subject matter of a previous claim. There is not a minimum or maximum number of dependent claims. A dependent claim may refer back to any preceding claim. There may be a string of these if a claim depending from a dependent claim should not be separated from any claim which does not also depend directly or indirectly from the dependent claim. Example 2, the product of claim 1 in which, and so on and so forth. Since independent claims are the broadest claims of an application, and dependent claims depend on independent claims, the broadening of a dependent claim cannot broaden the scope of the invention. A lesser burden of proof may be required to make out a case of prima facie obviousness for product by process claims than is required to make out a prima facie case of obviousness when the product is claimed in the conventional fashion. Multiple dependent claims. A series of dependent claims that refer back to the alternative form to more than one preceding independent or dependent claim. Rules governing multiple dependent claims. They may only refer to one set of claims. They cannot depend on another multiple dependent claim. They cannot depend on more than one previous claim. They may not serve as a basis for any other multiple dependent claim, either directly or indirectly. They will not contain all the limitations of all the alternate claims to which they refer, the limitations or elements of each claim that is incorporated by reference with a multiple dependent claim must be considered separately. They must be considered in the same manner as a plurality of single dependent claims restriction may be required between embodiments of a multiple dependent claim. A multiple dependent claim cannot or can contain in any one embodiment only those limitations of a particular claim referred to for the embodiment under consideration. Determining fees for multiple dependent claims. Count up all dependent claims. If it says claim 2 dependent from 1 equals for a total of 2, if it says claim 3 dependent from 1 or 2, that is 2 equals for a total of 3. Markush claims. An acceptable form of alternative expression. Markush claims always contain the phrase consisting of and the conjunctive and. They never contain or. Example, R is selected from the group consisting of A, B, C, and D. Two common phrases include chosen from the group consisting of and chosen from the group consisting essentially of. Essential material. Material is considered necessary if it is necessary to describe the claimed invention, provides the enabling disclosure of the claim invention, and describes the best mode. Essential material may be incorporated by reference if it is from a U.S. patent, a pending U.S. application, an abandoned application less than 20 years old can be incorporated by reference to the same extent as a co-pending application. Material not allowed to be incorporated by reference in a U.S. utility patent application includes essential material from a foreign patent or application, matter from a magazine article, a U.S. article that incorporates the material from another patent by reference. Non-essential material is the background material. It may be incorporated by reference from patents or applications published in the U.S., from publications or foreign patents, and from a prior filed, commonly owned U.S. application. A new matter. Matter not in the original specification, claims, or drawing is usually considered new matter. Where new matter is confined to amendments in the specification, a review of the examiner's request for cancellation is by way of a petition. Where the alleged new matter is introduced or affects the claims, thus necessitating their reflection in this ground, the question becomes an appealable one. Specification. A specification may contain tables and chemical formulas instead of formal drawings, or one or more claim and its conclusion. A specification may not contain graphs, diagrams, or flowcharts, links or outside sites, reservations for future applications of subject matter can be disclosed but not claimed in the pending application. Color drawings and photographs are not normally permitted, however, they may be allowed and utility and design applications after the granting of a petition and a fee. An applicant needs to submit the petition at any time during the prosecution when adding in color drawings and photographs. This petition must be submitted for a continuation even if it was already okayed in the original application. Information disclosure statements. Time allowed for filing an IDS. Within 3 months of filing or before the first office action on the merits, whichever is first, after time stated and won, but before final action or notice of allowance, after final action or notice of allowance, but before the payment of the issued fee. Requirements for filing an IDS based on the time categories from above. None is always considered. 37 CFR 1.97E statement or 37 CFR 1.17P fee and 37 CFR 1.97E statement, petition, and fee. If a filing after the payment of the issued fee, the IDS will not be considered. It is just placed in the application. The options at this point are as follows. To withdraw the application from issue so the information may be considered in a continuing application under 37 CFR 1.53B. In this case, the entire IDS will need to be resubmitted. Or to withdraw application from issue so the CPA under 37 CFR 1.53D may be filed even though the issue fee was already paid. In this case, the entire IDS will not need to be resubmitted. An IDS must be filed in a reissue within 2 months of its filing date. And that's it for Chapter 600.